I think that sounds a lot like the rancid that I like, and the Podsafe Music Network doesn't really have a lot of rancids. Excuse me. Good stuff to offer.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Not even supposed to be here today.
I love carpet. I love yes.
Rico. The census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
It's me, Mario!
All systems go!
I love...
All systems penis!
Wow. Never gets old.
No, it doesn't.
Ever. Never, ever.
Ever.
Ever, never. Ever. You ever, never, never.
I just like to say...
That was, of course, Steven from StevenCast.
Steven Penis.
Oh, what a boob. We love him.
What a side boob.
Man. That's my side boob.
Boob.
Well, we're the Aristocrats. I'm Derek.
I'm Pat.
And I'm Carly.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. What? I'm no mathematician.
What? I am, and you know what I got to say?
2 and 2 is 4.
Oh, you just stepped over my lines.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, sure did.
Yeah, sure did.
Hey, what happened?
Well, what happened was Eric's not here.
Why not?
I don't think he likes us anymore.
I don't think so either.
I don't think he wants to do a show anymore.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Because he never wanted to do it in the first place.
I think his contract is up.
Yeah, his contract with us is up, and... It's pending renewal, but it's not looking good, folks.
No,
not looking good at all.
So, your favorite bald character?
Wow. Your favorite bald racist no longer here.
Yeah.
So, well, anyway, aristocratsradio.com, huh, guys?
Yep.
How do you like that?
I like it a lot, actually.
Thank God you left out the DEP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah, really.
I just have to redo it. Oh, but Carly's sitting in with us.
Yeah, she is. She's here. Our producer, Carly. She's going to be doing probably nothing.
Yeah. I'm no Eric.
We're also on myspace.com/aristocratsDEP.
Ooh.
Stands for Derek Envies Pat.
Awkward. For what? What do I have that you
a Batman
possibly
shirt?
Want?
I have a Batman shirt, too.
Well, it's not DEC. It's DEP.
Deck.
Dick.
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 You're such a dick.
You're such a dick.
Anyway, we got a big show planned.
Do we?
We got a very big show.
Really big show.
We have an Aristocrats world premiere.
Yes.
What?
World premiere.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I remember setting this up.
Well, it's something I got in the mail over the holiday break. And we wanted to do it today with Eric, but Eric's not here. So I have another world premiere for you.
What was the first one?
Well, the first one's the thing we're going to do later.
Oh, right.
But I have another one.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, is that the one you got in the mail over the...
Well, no, it's the thing. I made a little something. I kind of figured Eric was going to do this to us.
Right.
And so I made something.
Good.
I made something for us. Scared.
What can it be?
If you only knew.
It sounds so epic.
I know.
It's probably him farting. You ready?
Are you guys ready?
Yes. I'm ready.
Are you really ready, though?
Yes. I'm all wet.
Here he is, folks.
Here he comes.
Right about now. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Now I
can't believe it.
Hang on.
Is it real?
Yeah, I know. It just looks like a big box.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
I know. It just looks like a big, bald box.
Oh, my God.
But there's more.
How much was that?
But there's more.
No.
Listen to this.
Hello. I am Eric. I hate niggers.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Yes.
So we have our own Eric robot.
We have the Eric 2000.
And
six.
Five. Six.
So I say we, let's, hang on a second.
Let's,
All right, ready?
Okay.
All right, ready for this?
We're still starting over?
Yeah, we're starting over.
Is it that bad?
No. No.
Wow.
Ready?
Right, you know, I'm gonna
all
go.
Systems go.
Hey, it's the Aristocrat.
All systems penis.
I never get out of that.
Oh, I love it.
I love it, too. Hi, everybody.
All right, we're the Aristocrats.
I'm Derek.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Pat.
Yeah!
Woo!
It works. It works.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So now we have our very own Eric to have since he doesn't want to do the show anymore.
We have the Eric-tron 2000.
Yes, we have the Eric 2000 and 6.
Eric-tron.
So, well, okay, Eric-tron 2006. I mean, he can do anything. Ask him a question.
Hey, Eric, what's your favorite color, you know? Because I was just wondering, you know, because I never knew what it was.
If it ain't white, it ain't right.
He said, if it ain't white, it ain't right.
That's true, so
huh?
I guess white that's is his favorite good. Color.
Yes.
I hate black people.
Wow.
And he's politically correct. Well, kind of.
It's Eric.
I'm speechless.
You are.
You can't get very politically correct
no.
with that.
And the Jews.
Okay, that's enough, Eric.
Eric.
That's enough.
Is there some way we can reprogram so it doesn't?
I think we might have to do some rewiring.
Eric-tron.
So he's there in case we need him today.
Yep.
So it's not a complete loss.
Will he be reading the news?
No.
No.
Not even one story?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think, no.
No.
Nice try, though.
Well, the thing is, when he talks, it there's like a gear in there, and it goes real quick like this. And if he says too much at a time, he'll overheat.
Oh. Well,
anything else you want to ruin, Carly?
What?
Any other walls you want to break down here? There's a robot here.
But I don't see anything.
It's an invisible robot? How'd you do that?
he's not programmed to read yet.
He can only
hear.
So you can rebuild
and speak
him.
Spanish.
So while we're reading the stories we have today.
Can you make him say habla español?
I'll try.
Sí.
That's all I got so far.
Well, he's fluent in Spanish.
Cockroaches.
Oh, he knows how to say cockroaches.
Can he burp?
Let me see.
Because he never did in real life.
Nigger.
No, he can't. That's it. That's all he does.
He never did burp. Hang on, I got to burp. Nigger.
You want to do a real test?
What's a test?
Anybody here got gas?
Not yet. If I got gas, I'm going to poop my pants.
Really?
In the studio.
I think I got some.
Do it.
All right, ready?
Ready. You got to bring it down first.
Coon.
Oh, he did it. He did it. It's terrific.
Wow.
Is there anything Eric 2006 can't do?
Somersaults.
Well, he can't drive a car. He can't move around on his own.
He can't eat.
He can't eat.
Go to the bathroom.
He doesn't sleep. He requires three C batteries.
How many do we have of those?
Those are the weird ones.
And he's really heavy. Really heavy.
And he doesn't shave.
How heavy is he?
He's so heavy, he's on wheels.
Oh.
And it's hard to move him.
Because the wheels are crickety.
I got to oil those bearings. Because as if he wasn't heavy enough.
Really? Oh, so we had a birthday party last night.
Yeah, we did.
How come every time we do the show the night before, we're doing something stupid like drinking and having parties?
Yeah, I don't know.
And having Janine Garofalo come down and yell at us.
She didn't yell at us yesterday.
No, she went through the...
The superintendent. The hooper.
And he said, oh, excuse me, can you turn down the noise, please?
The neighbors, they don't want to listen to the music.
Or the racism.
The neighbors upstairs, they don't like the music.
What is he, Italian now?
They don't like the music. You want the pizza pie, yeah?
I think it's Filipino.
Maybe he came over for pizza.
He opened the door and he was like,
it's me, Mario.
Turn down the music.
Or I'm going to evict you.
What's that, Eric?
Italian smell.
Oh.
Big deal.
Jesus Christ.
I shouldn't wear all that cologne, though. They should find their CDs.
They're greasy.
Yeah.
Oh.
They are greasy. Wow. Eric Tron is on a roll today.
Wow.
He is on a Kaiser roll.
I'd say butter. Just as good, if not better, as the real Eric.
Yep.
I think next week we might have Nate.
Nate might be coming. I tried to book him. He said he'll keep his day open.
Well, we'll have
he's
different...
He's a very busy man.
Oh, yeah. He's terribly busy.
We'll have different guest hosts.
Yeah, we're just going to be Derek and Pat for a while. Yeah. What are you going to do?
What about me?
You're the producer. You're always here.
Oh.
We're the talent, though. We're the schlock jocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now we got to change the website.
To what?
Oh, all the pictures and
yeah, I had that really cute picture of him too.
We did
with his little hat.
That was a good picture too.
Yeah, we had a good picture and it was
good
just
picture. All these great pictures of us we were going to put up and
ruined.
Yeah, ruined.
Maybe it was last week when we threw up and shat during the show.
That was funny.
That might have been the breaking point.
And I would say to Pat, if you have to shit again this week, feel free.
I don't have to.
Damn it! I had Wendy's. I might have some later.
Good.
I don't know how good it came across on the show, but it was funny.
Yeah.
It was funny over here.
I haven't heard any feedback yet.
Webmaster Matt listened to it. He made reference to it last night.
What did he say?
He was just
I probably said it was disgusting.
Yeah, pretty much.
He probably said it was hilarious and you should do it again.
Shitting equals good.
Shitting and vomiting is fantastic radio.
Together, even better.
It was a Gonsend radio.
I wish we had Carly shitting and then vomiting in the tub next door. That'd be great.
You ever have to like hold the bucket and like because you're like I don't know what end it's gonna come out.
Just like
oh, I've done that.
That's awkward.
We've done that before, especially if you just shit your pants and it's diarrhea while you're throwing up.
Yeah.
Then what do you do? What the hell do you have to do then?
Oh, Carly, you're a funny little girl.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
You guys aren't going to start making out.
Pop quiz hot shot. You have to shit and you have to throw up. What do you do?
Lay in the tub and let it all fly out.
That's what you do, right?
Yeah. I just lay in there. I let everything come out of whatever
butt naked.
Hole. Yeah, just butt naked. Just bleh, everything's coming out everywhere.
Like R2?
I got...
bad. That was bad. That was bad.
I got snot coming out of my nose with like cheese sticks and... Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we get that clip up on the website?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
But that was funny.
Blee!
The noise it made was great.
I know. All right, nobody knows what we're talking about.
Derek was sticking mozzarella sticks in his nose.
On New Year's.
On New Year's, and he was drunk, were you?
You think? The same mozzarella sticks I puked up that I alluded to last week.
And and he stuck them... He stuck him in his nose and he blew out, and you could see in the videotape a piece of, I don't know if it was crumbs or snot, but it was hilarious. And then he put it in his mouth and ate it.
Yep.
He did.
I did.
That is truth.
I do not remember that.
That's our Derek. He's always sticking shit in his nose.
That's me.
I
always taking
him.
Shit and put it in my nose and stuff.
Give me something to stick in my nose like a stapler.
Or some CDs.
Give me a CD to put in my nose. Or give me a picture frame or something.
Give me a bird cage.
Give me a light switch.
Give me a lamp.
I love lamp.
Give me a thermostat.
Give me a soda can.
Give me a digital camera to stick in my nose. How did you turn gay all of a sudden?
Give me a back in... A back.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a book by Anthony Bourdain.
Give me some colored pencils. Give me a futon to stick up there. I'll do it. I don't care.
Give me an iPod.
No, not the Nano. The regular one.
The big one. It's more impressive. Give me a little R2-D2.
Give me a large novelty helium balloon.
Here we go. It's going up my nose. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Derek, get that
up
out of
my
there.
Nose.
Derek.
What?
Oh. This is why you get bloody noses.
It's in my nose.
That's gross.
Oh, God.
Wow, you got the whole thing in there.
I did.
You got it up pretty quick, too. All
right. Oh, well, I don't know what to do.
You want to take a break?
Oh, sure.
All right.
Let's take a break.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You got a fart?
I think I might have to.
Do it.
Oh, no.
Spook.
Oh, Eric.
Shook.
Spook.
I don't like shooks either.
Eric, what'd you say?
Spook.
Oh, spook. Eric said, Eric Tron said spook.
Oh, let's go to break. So oh my God.
Oh my God. Go to break before the listeners smell it.
Little Chuck E. Weiss.
Well, taco, taco.
No.
Taco, taco.
No. I'm listening to the music.
Taco, taco, taco.
All right.
Okay. Alright, I'm sorry. Taco, taco! Woo! Aha, I said it anyway. Said it anyway, you loser.
Note to self, edit that
all
out.
Alrighty, we're back. It's the Aristocrats.
Why, edit me out?
Edit you
yeah,
out.
Yeah, edit you
oh,
out.
Fuck you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
You know what? Edit Carly out.
Oh, you know what? No.
You know, no.
That fuck
no,
not Carly's
a,
doing
fuck
a fantastic
job. I'm not doing
job.
This fucking show
that
anymore.
That might not be a bad idea.
Why don't you do a show with Eric?
On
you know
Sundays.
What?
Every
fuck
Sunday.
This.
I'm out of here.
Come back.
Fuck this.
Pat.
You know, you guys can take this show and stick it right up your ass.
No. All right, Jeff Conway. Get back here.
I don't know if we have all it right. in the budget to make a Pat.
All right, I'm
Tron.
Back.
No, I can't make another Tron. I
yeah,
can't.
Then I'm going to have to buy. I'm gonna have to buy another TV and save the box. And I'm going to have to get more.
How'd
more
you,
of that plastic duck thing
how'd
for
know
his arms, and I can't do that.
I cannot, and I will not.
I simply cannot.
What do you want to do first, the mystery audio or news?
Let's do news first. Let's leave the mystery. The Aristocrats world premiere.
Well, Pat, you got some news over there, I think.
Yeah, I do. Well, I get to read news.
Wow. Last time you fucked it up real good, so let's see how you do.
Oh, God. What does that word say?
Minnesota.
Oof. Can I have some soda, by the way? All right, that word right there. What does that say?
Who.
Okay. Vampire. All right, I'll do this.
Okay, thank you.
Headline, Vampire Seeks Governor's Job.
Ooh.
Basically what this is.
I heard about this.
Yeah. The governor of Minnesota, he's running for... This guy, his name is...
Jesse the Body Ventura.
No, not him anymore.
Jesse the Mind Ventura.
Jonathan the Impaler Sharky.
Is that serious?
Jonathan, quote, the Impaler Sharky. S-H-A-R-K-E-Y. Maybe it's Sharkey?
I think it's Sharky.
Sharky. He used to be a pro wrestler. Now he's a Satanist. But he said, quote, "I'm a Satanist who doesn't hate Jesus," Sharkey told
oh, thank God.
Reporters. "I just hate God the Father." So that's nice.
That's good.
And basically, he's just, you know, he's trying to run for governor. He started his campaign Friday the 13th.
Ah, that was 2 days ago.
Because it's his lucky number.
Ooh.
That guy's badass.
Yeah, right? I, quote, "I sink my fangs into the neck of my donor and drink their blood." Adding that his donor is his wife.
So he actually drinks his...
Fez likes that.
Fez thinks that's sexy. So he actually drinks blood and he wants people to take
so
him seriously.
So he says. I mean...
"I want to get your vote.
Here, give me your vote. When you go into the voting box, I'm the little red tab that you can push down.
With a big V on it for vampire.
Or if I will drink your blood, which will probably be my wife's." I'm kidding. I'm not very scary. I'm sorry. But I'm pro-choice. So vote for me, okay? That hurts my vote, my throat.
Does it really?
Yeah, it does.
Wow, you're a puss.
My throat hurts already.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, man. Vote for me, and I will I will lower taxes.
Vote for me, and I will ban garlic.
Vote for me, and I will put a huge dish to block the sunlight. Just like in The Simpsons.
Vote for me, everyone gets a coupon for a Costco casket.
That's from last show, everybody.
Yeah, it's a callback joke is what they call it in the business.
That's what we, in the business. I want to do more jokes on this, by the way.
Go ahead.
However, he claims to respect all religions and, if elected, will post, quote, "everything from the Ten Commandments to the Wicker Read."
I'm buildings. Going to make a wicker basket.
I learned it in 12th grade crafts. Here, check it out.
I was in G&T.
G&T.
Gifted and Talented.
Oh,
you
yes.
You have G&T in your...
No, I was not.
I was gifted and talented.
I was just gifted in the head.
Gifted in the head.
Yes, I was retarded. I will make all the wicker baskets of blood. I will freeze it in the form of a wicker basket, you see.
The blood doesn't stay in the wicker basket too well. And if elected governor, I will find a way to store blood in a wicker basket.
Yeah, as a publicity stunt, he worked at a blood bank. All the blood went missing.
Where's the blood? I don't know. Count your face. It's a little bloody.
Count, you want to go for drinks? No, I'm full.
I just had a shitload of blood. Hey! Oh, shit. Vote for me.
I think I got a B-type. I don't like B-type.
It's so sweet. Where are my CDs?
Where are my vampire CDs?
Where's my Metallica CD?
CD.
He's rocking out to the Monster Mash.
He did the mash.
You want some mashed potatoes?
You vote for me. It's a Monster Mash.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I will also cut taxes. With my things!
But I can only do business at night. So if you want to talk to me, you know, do it at night, okay? Or if you want to give me CDs.
All his press conferences are like...
It's a recurring joke.
Yeah.
All his press conferences are at night.
Yeah, I know. Where is everybody?
Who is wearing garlic? Oh, I had garlic pizza. And he starts running away.
I don't like garlic.
You want some garlic pizza? Are you crazy? I'm a vampire. Oh, that looks good. Can I have some? Oh, shit. This is some nice sauce.
Mr. Vampire Governor, this is Larry King. I use garlic. He does the garlic commercials.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, man. It's funny.
It was good, though. It's
it
true.
It was good. It's funny.
Do you want to do one or you want me to do one?
Hmm?
You want to do one or me do one?
Maybe Eric should do one.
Eric, do the news?
Erictron?
He used to. Why can't he do it now?
All right. Well, let me load one into the Erictron.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop.
All right, loaded.
All right. Eric, if you're up to doing some news, go ahead.
How about a sad story? West Virginia. A miner's helmet sat atop the wooden cross outside the West Virginia Wesleyan College Chapel Sunday as a community shaken by the deaths of 12 miners gathered for prayers and healing. Some stopped beside a series of photographs of the Sago mine victims, where they were encouraged to leave personal messages. God definitely has 12 more angels. God bless you all, read one note, left beside the photo of Jesse L. Jones, 44.
That was really good. I didn't think it would work that good.
Eric,
wow.
That was a tearjerker.
Yeah. That really was.
Eric, not so much feeling next time.
I know.
That's probably the same way he'd read it.
That was good, though.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
he's so nice and polite.
Oh, I'm nigger.
Okay,
all right. There we go.
I forgot to add that.
Yeah.
What was that, Eric?
One of the miners was a nigger. Good.
Oh, my God.
Eric, that's terrible.
Eric Tron, what the fuck are you doing?
That is really terrible.
I care not.
Okay, all right, okay. All right. That's enough of you. Put the blanket over me.
The blanket? Put the blanket over him.
I like this vampire guy, though.
Yeah. It's really funny.
I think we just killed it, though. Yeah, I don't think there's anything left.
No, I'm sure there's plenty. We just...
I think we sucked it dry.
I think we sucked this joke dry with my fangs of justice and political power.
I will rise to the occasion like I rise out of my casket.
And I will sign that new bill.
And then I will turn into a bat. I don't know why, but I will.
No smoking in strip clubs in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
That's a segue to a news story.
Good segue.
Strippers in Jersey. Let's see where it says. Newark. Strippers in Newark.
Who cares?
Yeah. They're probably all black and toothless.
Okay.
I'm sorry, was that Erictron who said that?
No.
Niggers.
Oh, okay.
You're looking behind like he's...
He usually says...
Eric. Well, he's right here.
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
He's invisible, so...
Basically, it's a whole bunch of strippers who... Basically, it's just business people.
Uh-huh.
Who just kind of, you know, I'm just going during the day. It's stop off to work, and they don't want to smell like smoke.
Okay.
So they're trying to ban smoking, and strippers say no.
That's all the story?
Well, yeah, it's just pretty much that in a nutshell. Because it's a page and a half. And then you want to read the whole page and a half? Because I don't have a very good reading voice.
Maybe Eric will. Eric?
No.
Okay, all right.
No. No, I will not. I'd rather not. But I want to suck your blood. I want to suck your penis. And then bite it and suck the spongy tissue which is in there, which makes it all hard for my ass. Oh my God, I'm so hard.
That joke went on for a long time.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's pretty bad. Well.
I'm not good at reading news.
Oh, I'll read one here.
Not like Eric was.
Woman sat dead at home for 2.5 years.
That's funny.
Family kept TV on for mummified grandma.
How did they mummify it, did it say?
Oh, the body mummifies itself after a while.
I just meant like they preserved it.
No, they didn't like wrap her up, I don't think. I don't know. Let's see. Johannes Pope didn't want to be buried, believing she would come back to life. Aw. Pope died in her home here at the age of 61 on August 29th.
Here?
The Pope died?
Oh, my God.
The Pope died here? In the studio?
Oh, God.
Holy smoke. I didn't read about that in the news.
Johannes died in her home at the age of 61 on August 29th, 2003. A towel had been placed around her neck to keep her cool in the 87-degree summer day.
Oh, that's good, because she's dead.
She wore a white gown while sitting in a chair in the upstairs room in front of a television that played as family members went about their lives downstairs. She remained there, according to her wishes, for almost 2.5 years.
But is the Pope okay?
Pope's dead. He's been dead for a while.
Yeah.
Is he a mummy?
I think he was when he was alive.
So anyway, didn't that stink like hell?
Yeah, I was going to say that. Wouldn't that smell? Does it say anything about the odor?
Called a news conference Monday to explain Pope's demise, the unusual state of her body, and how her family members regulated heating and air conditioning as they attempted to preserve her remains.
Ew.
Cincinnati police found the mummified grandmother Wednesday in her two-story peach-colored home.
I like peaches.
Living in the 75-year-old house with the corpse were her daughter, granddaughter, who was born 3 months after her death, and her caretaker, Kathy.
Oh, that'd be a good story.
And the family members are not being charged with a crime at this point.
Oof. Maybe they just killed her.
I don't know.
It's like waking Ned Devine.
Family members kept the window air conditioner running to keep Pope's body cool until about a month ago when it broke. Heating vents were covered during the winter. Wow. That is disgusting.
That is.
Did she die of shock from winning the lottery?
Did she die of shock when Matlock was canceled?
Waking Ned Devine.
Waking dead grandma.
Waking Johannes Pope.
Waking
She's
the Pope.
She's a fat one, too. Look at her.
Yeah, I saw a picture
Big
of her.
Fat black lady.
Eric, what do you think of her?
Fat dead nigger.
Oh, come on! Eric.
Can't take him anywhere, can you?
No, we can't.
We can't even take him to a buffet?
We can't even take a robot him around.
It's just out of control.
What the hell?
Oh, Eric left! not even that one stayed.
We just can't hang on to our Eric.
God, maybe he'll come back. We're always losing Eric's.
Mount Pleasant. Jenny Van Poole wants to put up a sign on Braun Road near Interstate 94, and she wants it to say, "Want me to come take a dump in your yard?"
Oh, my God.
She's upset over the dirty adult diapers that appear in a ditch on a regular basis. Ew. Friday afternoon, there were nearly 2 dozen diapers clearly visible in the ditch and surrounding fields around their area.
Where was this?
This is in Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant.
Doesn't sound so pleasant to me.
No, it does sound like it sounds poopy.
Several months ago.
Stop. That was
one
not.
One of her neighbors.
Wait, Derek, stop. Carly. Don't do that ever again.
Don't do what?
Don't do what you just did.
What did I do?
It sounds shitty. What the hell was that?
Several months ago.
I'm sorry.
One of her neighbors put up a big wooden sign that read, "Take your shit home with you."
Oh.
That for a time effectively stopped the tide of diapers.
If you took a shit, please take it back.
Take a shit on my face.
Is that what it,
but take it with you.
You ever see that sign?
No.
Oh, if you took a shit, please put it back. That was it.
Where was this?
My brother's room. He had a sign.
Wait, he shit in his room?
I guess so.
Like a fucking dog.
We had to put the sign up to remind him.
If Van Poole had caught anyone leaving their piles of diapers around, she would have taken action. "I feel sorry if we catch the person," she said. "I'll pull their head off."
Oh, shit. Was she on her medication that day?
They're mystified about where the diapers keep appearing. They don't know who's doing this. But they keep putting signs up. And
it's like a senile old person.
Well,
they just don't know any better.
Oh,
sometimes.
It's Monday.
Time to leave the shitty diapers. Well, probably having it on the news wasn't the best idea because now everyone's going to leave shitty diapers.
If I knew where that lady lived, I'd just shit on her lawn.
I'd just shit on her. And I'd make her eat it.
Me too.
And I'd jerk off in the corner and she eats it with us.
So Providence, Rhode Island.
Knife and fork.
Medicinal marijuana is legal.
Finally.
Finally. However, there's a catch.
What?
There's a catch.
What?
There's a catch. Rhode Island this month became the 11th state to allow sick people to use marijuana as medicine, but federal law still bans the drug and none of the states where medicinal use is allowed have found a way for patients to legally, conveniently, and safely acquire the drug.
What?
So if you live in Rhode Island and you need medicinal marijuana, you are allowed to have it.
But
you're not.
You're not. Yeah.
So the state says, go ahead.
Yeah, the state says no.
But the government says, the federal says not no only way. Can you not, but we're not going to tell you where to get it.
That's dumb.
It's just so fucked up.
I'm sure you can find it, but...
So if you have like glaucoma or I think there's like a disease.
AIDS?
Where, no, Crohn's disease.
Oh, I thought it was
helps AIDS. The symptoms for that. And so you can have it, but they won't tell you where to get it. Legally.
I'm sure they could find it.
Oh, yeah, you could buy it illegally, but you can get arrested.
But you have a disease.
Hey.
You have a prescription.
Hey, I don't make the laws.
You have a prescription for it. What if you go to a dealer with the prescription?
And they're like, I'm sorry, you're not covered by our insurance plan.
It's like The Simpsons. Remember that when they did the medicinal marijuana episode?
No.
And they had fish playing, and then like they stopped?
No.
And Trey was like, hey, I smell pot. And it was Mole Man, and he had a prescription. He's like, all right, you can have it.
I remember that.
Why do they call them fingers, man? They never fing. Oh, wait, there they go. You don't remember that?
Kinda. I remember it.
When Homer and Otto like were like smoking up in Homer's attic.
I really don't. I haven't seen The Simpsons in years.
I haven't either.
I miss it.
I don't.
But now we got Family Guy.
According to the Associated Press,
Family Guy's funny.
Governor funny. Frank.
Look at him. He's just blazing through the news.
Murkowski.
Derek,
chill,
slow
man.
Slow it down.
Is borrowing.
Did you have too much Coke?
From the cult film Napoleon Dynamite.
Coca-Cola?
To describe Alaska's future.
Just slow down.
He says it's, quote, flippin' sweet.
Oh, that's
Derek.
Gay.
Isn't that gay?
Yeah, that's pretty gay.
Isn't that terrible?
I hate that movie.
Murkowski.
I like that movie.
Used the catchphrase in two speeches.
I like it.
You guys got to stop talking over me. You really do.
Well, go easy on the news,
man. Well, I'm trying to blow through
this. Are you trying to blow everyone's mind with news? They can't handle all that news.
They can't.
Probably got some listeners now going crazy.
So he's using
diapers and ditches,
shitting their pants.
So he's using this
marijuana.
Carly, shut up.
He's been using this phrase in his speeches for quite some time now to get votes or whatever.
Was it before Napoleon Dynamite?
No, it's now. Oh. He's doing it now, like to be cool. And State Republican Eric Croft of Anchorage describes an 80-minute budget speech of his to give lawmakers this week is, quote, flipping long.
I'm going to vote for him.
I am.
I'm going to vote for the vampire, though.
I hate Napoleon Dynamite, and I hate the subculture that he spawned.
I liked it.
And they got that little... Remember we saw that Asian kid?
Well, I hate Asians.
Me too. Just kidding.
I wish Eric were still here. He didn't leave.
Yeah, Eric Tron.
Eric Tron left.
Maybe he'll come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never
Maybe
know.
He went to Burger King.
Yes.
It's just down the road.
Burger King. I wish.
He's in his wheels.
He's at the drive-thru.
Can I please have a number 4?
They sound just like each other.
New from Burger King. Bag of nothing.
New from Burger King. Crap.
That's good.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was really good. I like that.
Thanks. That really wasn't.
It was good.
No, it wasn't.
So, what else we got?
I don't know. Someone had burned through the news so quick.
Yeah. I burned through two stories.
Yeah, but you just kept, you know, go easy, man.
All right. Okay.
Let's talk a little more about Napoleon Dynamite.
You probably just killed half our listeners.
And kill them.
They're dead right now.
No, I did not.
If there's any listeners left, please call in.
The number is
732.
Stop it.
977.
Nah. Nah. I thought he was going to do it.
Yeah, okay. He did it once to me.
Oh, and then he had to edit it out?
I really wish Eric was
here. Yeah, me too. You just farted.
Me too.
No, you just farted.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway.
Napoleon Dynamite sucks.
You really don't like Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, I'm so sick of seeing, like, vote for Pedro shirts and bumper stickers and, like,
It's really bad.
You know, I'm sick of seeing those stupid those ribbons on the cars with the magnets.
Yeah.
It's anything. Support our troops. I like breast cancer.
Oh, they're magnetic. You can just take them off and throw them away.
I know.
Well, that's what
I do. But I'm saying I'm sick of them.
Yeah, well, whenever I see them, I just throw them away. What the hell is that?
It's nothing.
That was the bullshit sound, Carly. That was bullshit what you just said.
I don't think you're going to do that.
We took one off a minivan, a white minivan, and we put it on
a
white
What kind of minivan?
It was a Windstar.
Oh, yeah? Where?
At a restaurant.
That was mine. I bought that.
We just took it and moved it to the one right next to it to confuse the people when they left.
Wow.
I was looking for that. It was blowing my mind. I was so pissed because I couldn't find it.
That is funny.
It is.
Why would you do that to me?
Because I'm tired.
You know, I'm sorry I don't have a nice sporty car. I drive a minivan. And you got to take my fucking magnets.
Your yellow support our troops one.
Yeah. No. And I had breast cancer on there, too.
I left.
Because it's funny.
I left the one with about autism. A little jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, Eric! Hey. Hello!
Where were you?
I went to Burger King. Oh. Wake up with the king.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's like 3 o'clock. Are you sleeping in, buddy?
So what?
It took that long? He's got a bug, I think.
Stop.
Keep ruining it.
Yeah. Just like Nate. Oh, my God. Richard Pryor. What? Oh, no, Eric's not here. Yeah. Yeah.
We still you guys are talking about Eric?
We still had like 20 minutes of material. God, where are my CDs?
You want to take a break, blah?
Yeah, we'll take a break.
You want to take a break?
Blah.
And we'll come back and do the mystery audio.
Blah. I have something in my throat.
You okay?
Oh, yeah, I feel better.
Oh.
I had something in my throat. It made me sound really funny, didn't it?
Maybe it was a puke.
It was very funny.
Maybe sound like a vampire. Thank God I got that out.
All right, we'll be right back.
I've been thinking about my butthole, when you gonna kiss it? Oh, oh yeah. Bam!
Alright, we're the aristocrats.
He's Derek.
I'm Eric.
Damn it! Damn it!
We really like got into a flow with that.
Yeah, we did.
It sounded good.
I'm Derek. I'm Eric, and I'm Pat.
It was so good. What?
You're Derek. Eric Trons. Eric.
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah.
Well, I got to turn it up now. I'm Derek.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Pat.
I'm Pat.
What
did you say? I'm
Pat. Let's just come back.
All right.
Eric's not here. Right? Yeah, we got some kind of robot or something. It's called a radio bit, okay?
We got a radio shit or something.
Carly found a cute little story she wanted to read. Am I right, Carly?
Or am I right?
Am I right or am I right?
You are right.
Does it have to do with vampires?
Close.
I don't want to hear it then.
But
I hate vampires.
He's not quite a vampire. He's just
did
a
someone
jerk.
Fart?
I think Derek did.
Ah, Derek, that smells.
Does it?
Yeah.
I didn't really fart.
I tell you fart, you believe it. Derek, you farted. Oh, I'm sorry.
Again, I'm so sorry.
That's so funny.
Ever fart in the shower?
Insta stink.
Not a good idea.
Because all the steam comes up, it just hits you right in the...
And it doesn't go anywhere.
No, it just lingers.
And it's stuck in there and you're...
Stuck in the shower with me.
Stuck in the shower with fart. So, Carly, you got a story or something you want to read?
Yeah, I got a little story here about a man who bit his girlfriend's face.
I love that story.
Yep.
I do, too.
Stuck in the oven with Jews.
Oh, yeah. Eric, you're a little late on that, Eric.
Yeah, really. But funny, though.
Stop it.
What am I doing?
Stop it.
You're interrupting interrupting me.
Come on, stop.
I'm just trying to tell you about it. I'm just trying to tell you about a man who bit off.
Fuck you, Dyke.
Oh,
oh my God.
Erictron.
You know what, Eric? Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. All right. Just go. What are you, from Brooklyn now?
He ain't
What are you, hard?
He ain't hard.
Don't you. Why you gotta throw that shit up against the wall? You ain't hard.
Shit. You rain not hard.
Wow.
Erictron, I think he's got a bug.
Yeah. Go ahead, Carly.
Okay, so anyway. A man who bit off part of his girlfriend's face and
That stinks like hell. Go ahead.
Start over all over again for the third time.
A man who bit off part of his girlfriend's face and spit it out on the sidewalk was convicted of assault. What?
He said, ew.
Oh, okay. I have a hard time hearing him. Gareth White's lawyer contended prosecutors could not prove his girlfriend was seriously injured or disfigured.
Ooh.
But the prosecutor argued White should not get a break just because the woman had a talented plastic surgeon.
That's hot.
That is pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll agree the defendant is not guilty when he put... What?
When he put his penis in her face wound.
I'll agree the defendant is not guilty when he can put this back. Oh, well. So anyway, that was my story.
So he bit her face off.
Yep, and...
Guy's got a big mouth.
Yeah.
He bit my face off.
White, age 27, of New Rochelle, was found guilty Thursday and could get up to 25 years in prison when he is sentenced March 1st.
I would bite off her labia.
Eric.
And Erictron.
He does.
He's got metal teeth, so that won't feel too good.
Oh.
I don't think real teeth will feel any much better.
No, they will. They feel good.
Apparently, during a fight last Mother's Day, this guy, White, bit off the left side of Dorothy Pritchett's face through skin, nerves, fat, and
the
muscle,
hole?
Exposing a gaping hole below her eye.
Ew.
That's funny.
So,
this guy's insane.
Pritchett testified that White had bitten her once before, complaining that her clothes were too sexy. What?
What are you doing? What are you dressed up like that?
Very bizarre.
What are you doing? I don't like these mashed potatoes.
Your clothes are too sexy.
What? I don't like diet fucking Coke. Come here.
That is funny.
That is funny.
A little fucked up.
I think I got a fart.
Do it. That's a burp. Fart for me.
Nigger.
That was perfect. That's gonna stink.
It does already. All right, so you want to do this audio, or you got another story?
Yeah, I want to do the world premiere.
Carly?
What?
You good?
I'm good to go.
Okay. So I got this package.
Yeah, do you ever.
It's huge. I got this package over the holiday break, and it was from Hulk Hogan.
No.
Yes.
The Hulkster?
Apparently, he had a lot of fun doing our show, and apparently we're the only people that ever asked him about his new album that he's been trying to make for the past year or so.
We're probably the only people who listen to it.
Yep, and so he was kind of inspired, and he decided to really hit the studio and get this song going.
Good for him.
And so
he really hit the roids and get going.
He made a rough cut of his title track, Tearing T-Shirts. I'm going to tear this here T-shirt. And he sent us a rough copy of it.
Wow. This is a real honor.
You want to hear it?
What a treat.
Oh, wow.
You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're damn right I do.
Don't make me wait.
Let me cue it up here.
You're damn right I do, you son of a bitch.
Right. This is Hulk Hogan. I'm going to tear this here T-shirt.
Oh, that was a good tear. Yeah. Get ready for this one. It's coming straight at you. The sun was getting hot, and I cranked up the tunes. Put my laces in a knot, chased out the coons.
Coons?
Oh, yeah. Looped up my thighs.
Looped up my thighs.
Cooked up some ribs. Oh, they were good. Picked up a baby. I felt just fine. I felt good. Yeah, pulled good craftsman. Blades go flying.
Flying, flying.
But watch out for glue. It does not smell good. Veins start pumping. I'm coming for you.
He's coming for you.
Here we go. Get ready.
You.
I'm gonna tear my t-shirt.
Tear my t-shirt.
Gonna tear it to shreds.
All right.
All right. Well,
it sounds like like a hit to me.
I think we're gonna hear this on the radio nonstop real soon.
Yes, that was good, Hulkster. That was good.
That was really good. It's a shame he couldn't call up today, but
he said maybe next week he'll give us a call.
Yeah, what was he doing today?
Tearing t-shirts.
24-hour job.
Tearing t-shirts.
I gotta tear this here t-shirt.
.com/net.
But anyway, that was a good song.
That was a good song.
That was amazing.
Carly is yawning.
No.
Yawning
no.
During the show.
Carly is yawning.
I'm making me yawn.
I didn't yawn. I thought about yawning.
That was an awesome.
I was just in awe of
I like the
song.
Production values.
It was good.
The background vocals. Who do you think he got?
Probably some hot bitches.
Yeah.
Like hot 13-year-old bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With some big titties.
Sound like little girls.
Big old
titties. Hell is that supposed to mean? I'm sure they're very talented.
I'm sure they are. They're just, they
what do you mean they sound like little girls?
They have the nasally little girl voices.
You know what? I don't want to do this show anymore.
Oh, no!
Fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
Come on. She didn't mean it.
Maybe they were good background singers. What did I got to be?
They were adorable.
No,
they sounded adorable.
Fuck you. I'm out of here.
Oh.
Just leave Eric. Don't take Eric with you.
Stop. Yeah, leave Eric here. We need him.
You guys didn't want anything from Burger King?
No, I'm kidding. I'm back.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to Burger King.
Why'd you get so upset, Pat?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Unfounded.
I'm just a little gassy.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Now here is nowhere.
What?
Secret Machines.
Oh.
Right?
Another alone on an everyday night.
Oh, come on.
Touch his butthole. I think of my cock's hard.
Sounded Italian.
I think of my cock's hard.
I got some great news here.
You pregnant?
Courtney Love is sober.
Oh, thank God.
Impossible.
Courtney Love. Yeah. Courtney Love is sober and she has custody of her daughter, Frances Bean Cobain, after losing her about a year ago.
Who are you playing? Who's this?
This is Hole. This is her. Like bed music, kind of. Right? And she's selling...
Torn t-shirts.
No! She is selling the Nirvana catalog for $100 million.
The Nirvana catalog?
Not like a book. The catalog of music. She owns all the rights to it.
Wow.
And she's selling it to get money because she's fucking broke because no one cares about her anymore.
And she's going to buy lots of drugs again?
Millions.
Yes.
Go crazy?
Yeah, that's why she's sober. She can't afford to buy any booze anymore.
Yeah. $100 million.
That's a lot.
And somebody told, what's his name? Tom last night.
Yeah.
Said that, I think it was Tom. It was Tom or Ricky, I don't know. Said that Martha Stewart was going to buy it.
What?
What the fuck would she do with it?
I have
no
idea.
I'm sure they were making it up.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a good investment.
What the hell would she do with it?
Well, Michael Jackson.
Get money for it. Every time a Nirvana song is played, you get money.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's the same. Michael Jackson has like Beatles songs.
Yeah,
right?
He owns all the rights to Lennon McCartney songs.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
We should buy a couple of them.
I don't think you could buy one or two.
Oh.
Don't like shares.
Give me fixing a hole in Eleanor Rigby, and then I'm good. That's all I want. That's it. I just want come as you are and lithium.
I just want you come on my face and...
I want rape me and very ape. That's it.
Very
That's
ape.
All I want.
Who's that about? Very ape.
Very Ape. Not Mary Ape.
That's why I said Very Ape.
That's a Nirvana song. What do you want?
Who's it about? About a random black person?
Oh, my God.
Eric Tron told me that when he whispered it to me. All right, Eric. Your joke worked good. That Eric Tron.
It's about a nigga.
Oh.
Oh, Eric.
That Tron. Eric. You know, it's fun to have around, though.
Yeah. We should go out to eat with Eric Tron. Hey, Eric Tron, you want to go out to the diner with us?
Yes.
Wow. Huh. All right, then. It's settled. We're going out to the diner.
I want a cheeseburger deluxe.
You don't want a French dip or some milk?
Milk?
No.
Did we hear that story?
I'm not sure.
The milk story at the diner?
I thought that was that Matt or Eric.
That was Eric who drank it. It was given to Matt, but Eric drank it.
Matt ordered a Coke, right?
Matt ordered a Coke, and we were at the diner. He came late. We already got our drinks.
Webmaster Matt?
Yes.
The one and only.
He ordered a Coke. So the crazy waitress.
All righty.
What do you want?
So I'll have a Coke.
First of all, what she said is, she said to him, water, right?
Oh, yeah, Matt goes, I know you water, right? He goes, no.
No, a Coke. So she comes, she's gone for a while. She comes back. She puts down a glass of milk on the table. And Matt just looks, he goes, I didn't order you.
No, he looks, he goes, hi, I didn't order you.
What are Fantastic. You doing here? And then Eric just takes it and he drinks the whole thing. Not in like a chug, but he just casually drinks the milk.
He's like, I'll take it. He's sitting there drinking milk.
So weird.
I don't know why it's funny.
It. I don't know why, but it is.
Hi, I didn't order you. That's cute.
She just puts it down. Hi, I didn't order you.
I'll take it.
Give me that.
Do you ever have a friend actually just order milk at like a fancy, well, not a fancy restaurant, but like if you go to Fridays, it's always like water or soda.
Now, this faggot over here orders chocolate milk all the time.
Chocolate milk's different.
Yeah, when we go to the pancake house.
Yeah, like you're 4 years old.
It's 12 o'clock and I'm having breakfast. You don't drink chocolate milk.
No.
Well.
Carly, you drink chocolate milk?
Sometimes, yeah.
All right, saying what's the big fucking deal? But there are people who drink chocolate milk in this world.
Because you have a penis and you shouldn't be drinking chocolate milk. You should have coffee. Black.
Why?
Because you're a man.
So? Men drink chocolate milk.
No, they don't.
I drink soy chocolate milk.
Oh, that stuff's good.
It's so good.
All right, so you're a gay.
So?
Man.
So? I like chocolate milk. What's the big deal?
Go ahead, Carly. Finish your story. I'm sorry.
I have a penis. It's veiny. It's a little dry.
Oh, I got a new vein on my penis.
I gotta lotion it up. Go ahead, Carly.
All I was going to say was that I had a friend. We were at Fridays. We had just got back from Great Adventure. And we're all having dinner. And I ordered soda or something. Everyone ordered water or soda. And he goes, I'll have a milk. So, like, the waitress walks out and it's just this big glass of milk. And we just, like.
It's big Fridays glasses.
Yeah. And everyone was just staring at him as he's drinking it. And he's like, why is everyone looking at me? We're like, it's just a little weird. That's
you gotta
all.
Keep your bones
and
strong.
He's like, yeah. He's like, it's good for me. It's good for my bones. I'm just like, oh. But was it just so awkward. Just like it just seems so out of place. Like maybe they shouldn't let people order milk.
Was it in the big? Do they have Brutus or something? Or who has that?
That Applebee's. That big like goblet
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Oh, not, just milk.
Just milk.
The big June bug goblet.
Yeah.
Oh, I had that.
June bug? Isn't it fantastic?
Yeah, it was really good.
Did you get the ultimate or the regular?
I think she got ultimate.
When the big goblet, right?
Yeah, Barbara started yeah. drinking it and I couldn't stop.
I think oh I got her God. Into that when she took me out on that date.
Yeah, she did.
Anybody so going to Fridays that is of the age of drinking, get an ultimate June bug. It's
one
of the gay. It's one of the gayest drinks you'll ever see.
Yeah, but I drink chocolate milk, so I'm gay.
It is so good.
Derek doesn't officially order it. He has me order it and then he drinks
I sip
mine.
Off of it. I can't have to. It's very sweet. It's like
yeah,
pineapple
juice. Can I just have a June bug? Thanks.
Remember when we learned how to make those?
Yeah, I learned how to make it. I was making them for a while. It didn't taste the same, though.
It was just a little off, but it was
I think they
pretty
use,
close.
Well, they probably use different liqueurs.
Yeah.
You mean liquors?
We'll experiment with it. I really wish we learned how to make that Applebee's peppermint one.
That's crazy, too. Mm. The candy cane stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
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 Well, you love the girl drinks, don't you?
I love the girls.
Because you have a vagina.
I love the ladies.
I love having a vagina. Because I pee.
Oh, let me tell
down.
You what Carly did last night.
Oh, yeah.
Out of nowhere, right? I'm sleeping. And she just kind of leans over and goes, "Baby?" And I'm just kind of, "What?" "Baby, it's 5:55. Is that okay?" And I said, "Yes."
"Is that okay?"
I went over and went back to bed. What the fuck is she talking about?
What the hell was that about?
And I looked, and it was 5:55.
I don't know. I just...
"Is that okay?
Is that okay?
Is that okay?
Is that
no, your... change the time.
Is that to your liking? 5:55?
I do weird things in my sleep.
But why did you even... What does that even mean?
I was sleeping. I don't know. I vaguely remember doing it.
"Baby, it's 4:40. Is that all right with you?"
"Wake me when it's 4:42.
I don't know why, but I think in my sleep when I saw it, I thought that it was cool that all of them, they were all the same number.
Oh, wow. Never seen that before.
Well, if you're like sound asleep and you see it, maybe that's why I wanted to show you.
If you're sound asleep, how could you see it?
What do you do at 11:11?
I make a wish.
That completely blows her mind.
All right,
get it.
Now, when you make a wish, do you have to kiss the clock?
I've never done that, but maybe that's why my wishes never come true.
Yeah, I think you got to kiss the clock. You got to kiss your hand, then touch the clock.
Oh. Wait, is it kissing the clock or what? What if it's like at a train station?
That's just Big Ben.
You have to still kick the.
You have to be able to touch it.
But if it was Big Ben, I wouldn't be able to reach it.
You kiss your hand, and you kiss the. It has to be digital.
Oh. Only digital.
Yeah.
Can't be.
He's right. He's right. Because you got to see all the numbers in a row.
You got to see it.
Yeah.
Oh.
When was the last time you looked at it?
It's not 11:11.
When was the last time you looked at an analog clock?
It's not.
Wow, 11:11. That's weird.
It's
not 11:11.
It is.
On a regular clock?
But it's not the same. It doesn't have all the numbers.
So? 11:11 are numbers.
God damn.
But you want to see them in a row.
Don't feed me bullshit.
That's the whole thing. The numbers in a row.
Yeah, numbers in a row.
And it's exciting.
I personally like 10:01.
Really?
Palindromes. Palindromes. They get me off.
Nah. That's my new noise.
What about 505?
Not so much. I think because I like the colon, I like it in the middle. So it's 10:01, and it's got that thing in the middle.
I like my colon not enlarged.
But then you'd like 11:11.
I like my colon not inflamed.
Derek, you'd like 11:11.
I like my colon not pushing against my bladder.
Yeah, but 11:11 isn't a good palindrome.
There was one time.
How was it not a good palindrome?
I like palindromes like race car. Or radar. Or mom.
Or cat.
I want to find some more palindromes.
Oh, good. Let's look it up. Spell it out, stupid.
Eric left.
Oh.
Eric does not like palindromes.
Eric.
Tron.
All right, these are stupid palindromes. These are like made up ones.
Like little kids made them up in class?
Yeah, like this one.
Boob.
Here. Oh, no, these are like sentences. Like, Satan sees Natasha. That's a palindrome if you do it backwards. Or, damn, I, Agassi, miss again. Mad. As in the tennis player. Or a straw warts. Ooh, this is a... Wow. This whole story is a palindrome.
Evil and live.
Oh, that's cool.
Live evil. That's a palindrome. No one fucking cares.
No one really does. Harass Sarah.
No, I will.
Or he did, eh? That's a palindrome. He wants no, eh? A lot of A's. That's kind of cheating.
Well, maybe the guy was Australian?
All right, here's
Canadian. Which one would do that?
Canadian.
Canadian.
All right, we got sex at noon taxes. Swap God for a janitor, rot in a jar of dog paws.
That's funny.
The palindrome. Star comedy by Democrats. That's funny. Step on no pets. Sleep on No Peels.
Oh, why not?
Solo Gigolos. So, camera solos are Mac OS.
Yes.
We Panic in a Pew. Nah. I Prefer Pie.
I Like Pie. I Like Pie and CDs.
I'm starving. So those are palindromes. Palindromes, yes.
I like CDs.
Five paparazzi photographers whom Heath Ledger allegedly spat at have retaliated at the Sydney faggot, by shooting the actor with water pistols.
Nah.
They came out from behind a bush and shot Heath Ledger with a water pistol.
Who was that again?
He's a guy from Brokeback Mountain.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Is that the gay one?
Yeah. Wish I knew how to quit you. He's not really gay. He's just gay in the movie. Supposedly.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
Homosexual.
Homosexual.
He quote unquote needs his CDs.
I wish I knew how to get my CDs.
Naked. And with a penis.
.com.
.net.
Well, that's about it, huh?
That's it for today's show.
That's it for today. Oh, man.
I'm sorry that I'm not Eric.
Me too. Oh, man.
We did. Oh. We did a lot today, I guess.
Short porch today. A little short show.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's a junior show.
I want to say thank you to Carly.
Thank you, Carly.
For
ruining the show.
For producing hilarity.
I did not.
Covering for Eric.
You know, as a producer, you do what you gotta do.
She's our first guest, Josh.
I want to say thank you to the Eric 2000, Erictron 2000, yes. N6.
No problem.
Thank Good. You.
And
so next week we'll have a new, another guest.
Yeah.
Josh.
So, aristocratsradio.com.
It'll be revised.
I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
That's my life.
Oh, Eric.